AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Congress wants a say in the nuclear talks with Iran. A bill passed in the Senate today would do that. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The overwhelming bipartisan support for the bill was underscored by the final vote, 98 to 1. The bill gives lawmakers the right to review any nuclear agreement that's reached with Iran and would block the administration from repealing any sanctions while lawmakers undertake that review. The only no vote came from freshman Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
The House is expected to vote next week on that measure. People in the southern plains are being warned more severe weather could be on the way. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon got a look at tornado damage in her state, and she's telling people to be alert to changes in the weather.
So it's very important that you have a plan with your family and with your employees, no matter where you are, what time of the day it is, or you might be going to know what to do if a storm comes upon you.
A large cluster of thunderstorms is developing in western Oklahoma that is expected to bring hail and damaging winds to the state. A court ruling says the government's huge collection of Americans' phone records can continue for now, but it is illegal. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
A three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals found the mass collection of millions of Americans' telephone records exceeds what Congress intended, but the judges left it up to Congress to decide whether the National Security Agency's data sweep should be stopped.
Two women arrested last month for plotting to build a homemade bomb and wage jihad in New York City pleaded not guilty in court today. Al-Qaeda in Yemen has announced the death of one of its top commanders in a U.S. airstrike. A rebound today on Wall Street. After big losses yesterday, stocks posted some solid gains today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up about 82 points. This is AP Radio News. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is expected to speak tonight near Boston for the first time since the NFL released a report saying he was generally aware of the doctoring of air pressure in footballs. Chris Campbell is a New York Jets fan, and to him, Tom Brady is the devil.
I mean, he might be a good quarterback and all, but to a lot of New Yorkers here, like myself, this is something we don't like about him.
Tom Brady's agent says the NFL investigation omitted key facts and buried others. Polls are closing in Britain. The race for seats in Parliament is going to go down to the wire. Jerry McQuillan voted today in London.
It's going to be important for Britain for the next 5 years. We're coming out of economic austerity, but we've got to get the right government for the next 5 years.
Polls put Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party and Ed Miliband's Labour Party in a dead heat. Neither looks able to win a majority in Parliament. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.